Now, it sounds like the news is good, right?
Yeah, we're relatively we're cautiously optimistic. You know, the fact that, the first thing he said the night he got elected was they were going to rebuild infrastructure has us very excited. You know, the thing that we're worried about is that a lot of good ideas get to Washington and then either don't happen or happen in a way that doesn't actually help. So we're out there pushing to make sure that we actually get a meaningful infrastructure program that's effective.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's good news for all of us around here, a lot of construction companies. Well, Brian, we'll go ahead and get started. I'll set it up like
Great.
We're doing our live morning show. I'll just introduce you, and then we'll go into asking you some questions about what you're seeing and what you hope to accomplish.
Sounds good.
All righty, here we go. Jack Van Fossen here live in the Coffee Newsroom. I'm joined by Brian. Let me try that again. Jack Van Fossen here in the Coffee Newsroom, joined over the phone by Brian Termael. He's the spokesperson for the Associated General Contractors of America. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, especially since I've heard a rumor that there's a lot of stuff in the works to make sure that we have good things going in the contracting and construction business. What can you tell me as far as where things stand right now?
That's right. You know, we're in the midst of, you know, of course, the construction industry was one of the sectors that really took the hardest hit during the economic downturn about 6 years ago. And we are in about the third year of a very mild and uneven recovery for construction firms around the country. Some areas are doing better than others. It really is kind of a question of feast or famine. But one of the things that we're hopeful about is the fact that the president-elect, Donald Trump, has made infrastructure one of his top priorities. In fact, the night he was elected, the first thing he said he was going to do was rebuild our aging roads and bridges and water systems and rebuild our aging inner cities. And that obviously is good news for our members who build that infrastructure, but it's also good news for the vast majority of our members who rely on infrastructure to do business. If you think about a construction project, every piece of equipment, every worker, and every bit of building material you put into that building has to get shipped there by road. And if our roads are backed up or if our bridges are closed because they're too old to handle the weight of a commercial truck and they got to be rerouted, that costs time, that costs money, and that's dollars spent that could otherwise be spent on hiring folks.
What are some things that your organization is doing to try and ensure that that he holds true to that promise that these things do happen, that we do put a lot of these folks back to work?
That's right. We're taking the president-elect at his word that he's going to make infrastructure a priority. But oftentimes, good ideas get to Washington and they either die or they don't end up the way that they were originally intended. So we've been out there pushing members of Congress to make sure they understand how important it is to rebuild those old roads and bridges and water systems and power systems around the country that were built about 60, 70 years ago, but designed to last about 40 and 50 years and need to be rebuilt. And we've got 26,000 member companies all over the country, including in Montana, and they're out there meeting with their members of Congress and making sure they understand just how important it is to put an infrastructure package in place that not only rebuilds their infrastructure, but has got the funding in there so that 5, 10, 15 years from now, we're not talking about rebuilding our infrastructure again.
I mean, in the last few years here in the Flathead Valley in northwest Montana, we have noticed a bit of an uptick in not only those infrastructure, but just regular home building, stuff like that. I mean, it seems like we're maybe, you know, I took economics classes in college, and, you know, we tend to go through these trends where we dip and come up, but it seems like we're on that upward tick. Is that what you're seeing across the country, too? Obviously not everywhere.
Yeah, no, about two-thirds of the metro areas, and we track all the construction employment by metro area, and construction employment is growing in about two-thirds of the nation's metro areas, and then it's either declining or stagnant in the other one-third. Montana, you're up about 200 jobs in construction statewide over the last year from November 2015 to November 2016. So that's obviously heading in the right direction, but it's a relatively restrained growth. But it really is a question of feast or famine. You could be in a coastal city, you know, something like San Francisco or New York City, where construction is booming. At the same time, we've got a lot of parts of the country, the middle parts of the country, that are commodity dependent, places in Wyoming, places in West Virginia that are just struggling to find work, and you've got a lot of frustrated and worried contractors. And I think we saw that in the election. You know, there are parts of the country that aren't doing as well, and people are frustrated and worried. And certainly rebuilding our infrastructure will help just about every part of the country, because everywhere we've got old infrastructure.
Now, without having a crystal ball in front of you, what do you anticipate happening here over the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year to 2 years? What's the prognosis for you?
Well, it's good in the fact that the president-elect got elected on a pledge to rebuild our infrastructure, and he had coattails, right? There are many members of Congress, particularly from members of Congress who have been reluctant to invest in infrastructure, who got reelected in part because of the popularity of Donald Trump in their parts of the country. And they're seeing that, hey, you can talk about investing in infrastructure like the president-elect did and still win my home county. So that must be a sign that infrastructure is something that's worth investing in. So we think we've got pretty good chances in seeing bipartisan support for an infrastructure bill. We need to make sure that bill, though, has reform, so it doesn't take years for the federal government to approve new highway or projects. Instead, takes weeks and months, and the same thing for new runways and new pipelines and new water systems. So anything in Washington, it's tough, and the biggest challenge, frankly, is the fact that they've got, relatively speaking, so little time in Washington when they're passing laws, and we've got to make sure that this is a priority over other pieces of legislation that folks in Washington are going to get pushed to act on, frankly. So it could come quick, or it could take a lot longer.
What does the general public do, the folks listening to us speak right now, what do they do to ensure that these jobs do come back, that these projects do come to Northwest Montana, to Western Montana? I mean, short of voting the right person into Congress, is there anything that people can do?
Call your member of Congress or visit them when they're doing a town hall in your... Hey, look, you know, we need to keep growing in Montana. We need to rebuild our aging highways. We need to make sure our water is safe and clean. And those roads, you know, I mean, not only are they important for moving goods, are getting folks from their jobs to their home, but so much of our commercial traffic moves on those interstate highways, and so much travel and tourism happens because of those highways. We need to make sure they're in good shape so we can continue to grow our economy. So, yes, call your member of Congress. Visit with them at the town hall. Swing by their offices and tell them, hey, this is a priority. We need these good, high-paying construction jobs, and we need good roads and clean water.
Brian, where can folks that are listening out there go? Is there a website or somewhere where they can go to find out more about what the Associated General Contractors of America do?
Absolutely. If you visit us online, our website is www.agc.org, A for Associated, G for General, C for Contractors. You go right there on our homepage. There's all the information you need about how your local town is doing in terms of construction employment and who you can contact if you want to make sure that we're rebuilding our old roads and bridges and keeping our water safe.
All right, Brian Termail, thank you for joining us over the phone. I know you're a busy guy, but appreciate the time and kind of letting us know what's going on out there.
Always happy to chat. Thanks for having me.